Geshe-la's Tibetans are going to recite in Tibetan the long life prayer for His Holiness. And while they're doing that, you can just silently read in English another text, a long life prayer for His Holiness. And there's not enough copies for everyone, so if you could share, and there'll be plenty of time to pass it on. It's a long life prayer. Thank you.
Novel chanting masters, yeah. It's a bit down now. Good morning. Good morning. So today no class, kind of like a celebration party. So the way the Tibetan people they greet each other on New Year days, we say Tashi Dele, Tashi Dele. So Tashi Dele. But it has very deep meaning, but so, you know, I can explain a short period of time the deep meaning, but actually it is like well-being of body, speech, mind, combination of well-being of body, speech, mind. Phusum so means excellent, you know, excellent happiness of body, speech, mind. That's how you say, you know, when early morning, like around 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So when you see each other, you say Tashi Dele. You know, but then another person will say Phusum So means, you know, excellent. Emma Pato, Emma Pato, Emma means like, you know, wow. Emma means wow. Can you hear? Emma Pato, huh? Can you hear? Oh, sorry. Emma Pato means, Emma means, you know, wow. Pagdo means good looking. Oh wow, good looking. That's how you say. Emma Pagdo, yeah. Good. Emma Pagdo. You say for everybody, you know, no, just Emma Pagdo. Then Kungam Sang means, you know, like healthy. Health. Health, Kungam Sang. Tendo Dewa means like ultimate happiness. Tobasho means may you achieve ultimate happiness. So Kone Kondo Pewasho, that means increase. Increase, you know, how you say, increase again. Then that, okay. So I did my job here. Okay. So then we are going to say some prayers. So, long life prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. So then also, there's prayer called Denzig Myelam. Denzig Myelam is like the power of truth, the prayer of power of truth, prayer. A power of truth, something like that. That's for Tibetan struggle, Tibetan struggle. So to success, you know. So struggle for preservation of Tibetan culture, Tibetan traditions, Tibetan religions back in Tibet. So and it's kind of hard being under the communist government last 60 years, it's been kind of hard to preserve our identities, you know, so the base on tradition, culture, language, writing, all of that. So then this prayer is particularly designed to support those causes. So we are going to say that, okay. So then after that, maybe then there will be a brief explanation of Tibetan, how the Tibetan celebrate New Year and like the meaning of Tibetan New Year celebration. So so then after that, you know, so then we drink tea, we like enjoy the rice, so like prepared by Tibetans, then Tibetan cookies, deep fried Tibetan cookies. So so then please enjoy, you know. Okay. Mm. Now the long life prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. There's English copy? Yeah, you can. That's good. The ground, then. So the mighty on the legend. Legend.
Ranjo Jabe, Sosa Male, Baganda, Jio Jabe, Gender, Sergio Gale, Kunju, Yijen, Anguja, Tije, Lame, Sonal, Daja, Tije, Jabe, Sondena, Kanjin, Gambo, Tinze, Jansoi, Kuze, Maje, Kaja, Rade, Jije, Legion, Jaba, Shinjal, Chia, Kosa, Cheda, Nyanje, Bedra, Deji, Yije, Jeme, Tome, Teda, Tibi, Chengo, Dasha, Yada, Lazo,
So that finished the long life history prayer. So now, next one is like for the Tibetan cause, could Denzing Melamo, power of truth, water power of truth, the same meditation.
Chajo
So now tea offerings, so then maybe white rice offerings, so then after that Tudela will explain. Yeah. Lama sanje lama che tishin lama gundu de kunji chebo
lama ye lama no la che wa bo
daso kunje
sera tonje de kunjo sun don la ya mra ji kunjo sun bo ju de che wa la kunjo sun je che la ju wa ju
nam da sha go
ling ye de be je ye lo tu jo ngi de chen ja zo de she no ro tang go te be je tang ba ong ge la la che wa bo ma ye jo na zo na je tang ba sun de ba ke ye lem bo shang de she je bo ko do je wa
Please enjoy the rice and tea. Did you get tea? Yeah, tea and Tibetan cookies. Then after that, short nap.
Lo sala tashi dile as many of you know, I just said all the best in the new year in Tibetan, and lo stands for year and sar stands for new, so losar is the opposite of new year, year new, but that's the translation. So so today marks the third day of the 2145th year per the Tibetan calendar, and my understanding is that we observe both lunar and solar calendar, and that's why sometimes Tibetan Losar occurs same time as New Year. So that's the case with this year as well. And this is a celebration, I think, observed by many Tibetans in the Himalayan region. We call it Losar. But I also would say that, Lunar New Year is celebrated by many other communities as well. Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, and many others. So I think it's not right to say it's a Chinese New Year because it's not inclusive. But if you're Chinese, I think you have all the right to say it's Chinese New Year. Likewise, we Tibetan call it Losar, and it's a Tibetan New Year. And I had to do that because when I was working at the Kerala and Asia Center at UNC Chapel Hill, they used to call Chinese New Year. But then I was running the center, so I said, well, no, we need to call it Lunar New Year to be inclusive. So like any other cultures, Losar is a big day in Tibetan culture, and we begin the preparation like 2 months in advance. But the most important part is, I think, the 29th day of the previous year, which is called where we have Guthu. And Guthu is made out of 9 different ingredients. It can be porridge or it can be noodle soup. The main importance is that it has to have 9 different ingredients. And basically, you take Guthu and then you do some rituals just to purify in preparation for the new year. Similar to when we make mandalas, we do purification of mind. So similarly, I think for preparation for the Losar, we purify our mind, purify our space, but also you paint. You also get new clothes. So that was the best part of being, something to look forward to. Because in Western culture, we celebrate, Christmas. So we look forward to it because we get lots of gifts as a kids. Similarly, in Tibetan culture, we tend to wear a new clothes on a new occasion, and that's why Losar is very important, especially for kids, because that's the time when we get new clothes. And it's being celebrated for, I think, usually 15 or a month. It's a huge celebration, and the first day is dedicated towards monastery, right? So basically, Tibetans go to monastery and seek blessings. On second day, you spend time with your family. On first day, of course, you also spend time with your family. And on the third day, usually we have gatherings with the public. So that's great, because this today actually marks the third day of Losar. And so we do have a performer who's going to sing today. He's from Duke University. In fact, he's all the way from Tibet. So we are quite lucky to have him sing. Also, I think, as Geshe-la pointed out, I think Tashi Dilik has a very deep meaning. And according to Manjushri, I think, text, it has a really deep meaning. And it's very hard to explain in plain words. But the main meaning is to, you know, cultivate happiness. So I think we should celebrate Losar not just by having fun. Of course, we want to have fun, but we want to cultivate inner peace and benefit others as much as we can. Thank you. So the next one, Sangye will sing a Tibetan song. Actually, he said he will sing two songs. Are you ready?
Can I have the background music? Can I play it for me?
Okay, now it's working.
Thanks. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. I'm going to sing two songs. One is called Happy New Year, and the second is called My Home, the Snowland.
Namo Sayyavalaye
Azoba. Azoba. Thank you.
Dedications. So after the dedications, what we call, that's also part of the spiritual, like kind of like rituals that Tibetan people do on New Year Day, so called sangso or hapso. You grab, like we brought some tampa, Tibetan like roasted barley flowers. So you grab this little bit, you know, small portion in your hand, right hand, and you toss it in the space. So basically to lift up spirit of, you know, protectors, or they're related to the environment, protectors, they're related to individual lives. And of course in our spirit, you know, we try to, you know, lift up, you know, through this practice called. Then you say a word, kiki soso, kiki soso, kiki soso. Then lajalo, you know, lajalo means like, basically victor for the higher spirit. So we do that around the stupa after this, after the dedications. So then, you know, traditionally, so then, you know, samba, you know, like they kind of, after that, they kind of throw to each other, you know, it's a kind of like place, like it's not really fight, but you know, it's like throw each other to live with their spirit, okay, yeah, around the stupa, after the dedication. And again, thank you very much for coming here to celebrate Tibetan New Year with us, all the small Tibetan community here. So everybody participate here. Then I would like to, on behalf of the Kadampa Center, I would like to thank all the Tibetans, you know, who participated to make this happen. Okay, thank you.
while Lama Law is getting ready, I'll just very quickly mention that Losar, Tibetan New Year, is the beginning of a two-week period called the Prayer Festival, and it's kind of a super juice time to do practice. Lama Zopa Rinpoche tells us that these days any positive or negative action we do is multiplied. The karma is multiplied many times. It's a good time to do practice. And the period ends on March 1st, Mon Lam Chenmo. We will have precepts in the morning. We'll have opportunities during the day to do group readings of sutras. So please watch your calendars and join us for those. Thank you.
So let's do our usual dedication on page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, the dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, good and evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the fright cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Come on up, Heather. I also want to let you all know that if you want to offer a kata for His Holiness, we do have katas here. If you don't have one of your own, then we have katas here that you can offer after we're done here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Heather, the hospitality coordinator. So tonight, just a quick reminder, if you haven't already, we have Faith and Family Night at the Carolina Hurricanes game, 5 p.m. And thank you, dear Jill and the Kanapa Center. Well, you made it happen. You know, Jill makes it all kind of happen, and Donna. but we have two extra tickets. So if anybody is interested, come see me afterwards, and I'll tell you a bit more. But I hope for those of you who have already RSVP'd, tickets are at will call. So, and it's under Jill Murray is the name. So anyway, thanks.
A quick reminder that the Friday the 23rd, we have a parent night here where we just get together, have a potluck. We talk, we eat about parenting mindful children. And then also on the 25th, after a Sunday tea, we're going to have a meeting for volunteers for anybody, parent or not, who wants to participate in helping our children in the youth program. Thank you.
And start. Just here.
Excuse me. I'm going to ask you to introduce our guests from the Interfaith, just to mention that they're here.
We have a few members of the Triangle Interfaith Alliance Board here today helping us to celebrate. Mr. Bill Bingham, he was a longtime president of the Interfaith Alliance and one of the, and still is, the foundation of our group. And we have here Nancy Hendershot, and she's also a member of our Interfaith Alliance Board. So thank you so much for representing us here today. And so, I'm Elise Strebel, Outreach Coordinator here at Kadampa Center, also a member of the Triangle Interfaith Alliance Board, and we're so proud to and happy to have an affiliation between Kadampa Center and the Triangle Interfaith Alliance, because as Geshe-la is always telling us, we are all one, and we all have the same goals of happiness. And while I've got the mic, I'm going to take advantage of it to remind everybody that our ongoing Love Notes project is still going. When I encourage you, please, to take a packet of cards up across from the shoes. There are 10 blank cards in there, 10 cards, 10 minutes, and you will touch the hearts of 10 people. These cards will be brought to Meals on Wheels and sent along with a tray to people who really need a little touch of your love. And please be pick up a packet and make sure to return it. I have collected from you, thank you, almost 200 in the last few weeks. So we really appreciate your participation, and this is your compassion in action. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elise.
Thank you. Now it's finished. Thank you. So maybe.
Mm-hmm.